Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erevin Nun Beis, Erevin 52a, pagination page 103, starting with the Mishnah, which is about 12 lines from the top. We've dealt with the topic of Ba Bederech, a person who's coming on the way and he wants to project his Makom Shvisa, his place of residence, so that he should be able to reach the town, which is 4,000 amma from where he is now. You're only allowed to go 2,000 amma from your place of residence. So he projects his place of residence, 2,000 amma from where he is now. He'll be able to get there. That's his place of residence. And then he goes from there 2,000 amma, and that'll get him into the city. So that even though now, as Shabbos begins, he still has 4,000 amma in total to go, and normally that would require an Erev Techumen to actually put a foodstuff at the 2,000 amma mark to be his location of residence. But we have this leniency for Ba Bederech, a person who's going on the way, that he can project his residence. And as a result, without an actual Erev Techumen, he's able to go the 4,000 amma. Conceptually, through this kula, his place of residence has been placed at the midpoint of his journey. The Mishnah tells us, Misha yotza leilech be'ir shema arvin ba, a person set out on Shabbos from the city that he's in to the city that they want to do the Eruv in. This city under discussion is the midpoint, and they want that to be their place of residence so that from there they can go further. Vehziro chaveru, and his friend told him not to go. They convinced him not to go. Hu mutar leilech, he, because he started going, he's going to be permitted the next day to consider that projected location his place. V'chol b'nei ha'ir asurim. But the rest of the people who were expecting him to actually do the Erev, well, he didn't do it. And therefore, they are not able to consider the location as their central location. The Gemara repeats, elaborates a little bit upon this, develops it at the end of a line, four lines from the Mishnah. Tanya Nami Hochi, we learned like this, Misha yesh lo shnei batim uveneim shnei tchumei Shabbos. A person has two homes, and he has a tchum Shabbos from each, so that there's a double Tchum Shabbos, and he needs a midpoint to enable him to get home. Kevan Sheichzik Bederech, once he started on his way, Kana Eruv. The Eruv is already going to kick in, even though he didn't actually place it and put in place, even though he didn't actually get there, Divir Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's ruling. Yeser al kein, Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, they even said more. Afilu matza chaveiro, his friend finds him, ve'omar lo linpo, and says, don't continue on your journey, stay here. Eschamahu, it's tzinohu, it's too hot, it's too cold. Lamocha mashkin v'holeich, you can get up the next day and travel the entire distance as if the Erev was in place. And this is an extension of the Ba Bederech principle. The Gemara relates a story, three lines from the bottom, at the end of the line, Rav Yehuda bar Ishtosa, this rabbi, Aisile Kakola de Piri, he brought some fruit, L'Rav Nosan bar Oshia, and apparently it was Friday when he brought the fruit, and he had intended to turn around and go back home before Shabbos. Kihava Ozil, as he was getting ready to leave, Shavke, Rav Nosson Bar Oshia, the host, let him. He didn't interrupt him. Adenochis Dargo, until he took a step. In other words, he probably was saying, I'm going to leave, I'm going to go, let me put on my coat, whatever he was doing. So Rav Nosson Bar Oshia waited until he actually took a step in the direction of home, Omale, and then he told him, Bisacha, stay overnight, Lamocha Kodem V'Ozel, and in the morning you can go. What was the logic? The logic was that once he took a step, he has the status of a babaderech, he's traveler, and a traveler is able to project his makom shevisa to the sof hatchum, to the end of his 2000 amma, and from there he'll be able to continue and make it to his house. Now, there are a few factors here, and these things have to be kept in mind. Number one, it's not just projecting his shevisa just anywhere. It was presented here that he's projecting his shevisa in the direction of going to his other house. Now, perhaps that would allow him to project even without saying shevisasi b'sof hatchum, or maybe it does require that he says shevisasi b'sof hatchum, my resting place should be at the end of the 2000 amma so that I can continue the next 2000 amma. But in any case, these are some considerations that a person can keep in mind and perhaps would empower him to make an Erev Techumen without actually making one. The case to consider would be, for example, if a person ends up in a hospital, just as an example, his wife went into labor Friday morning, Friday afternoon, they have the baby, he's thrilled, he's hoping to walk back to his home so that he can share the news with his family and friends and perhaps be able to get an aliyah in shul, etc. So if the hospital is just out of the tchum and he needs a tchum Shabbos to get from one place to the other, we gave the example that was written up, the case of Brick Township, the hospital over there, to get back to Lakewood. So you'd have an interesting situation here where even if an actual Eruv Techumen was not placed, perhaps through the logic of Boba Derech, he might be able to project his location to a place Besof HaTechum, a place on this road, as I'm walking, at the end of 2000 amma. And that should be my makom shevisa, that should be my place of residence for Shabbos. And then, if he started that walk before Shabbos started, even if he changed his mind, he starts walking, he realizes he's exhausted, he realizes he doesn't want to leave his wife for the whole night alone, he'll go sometime during the day and make it back. So even if he changes his mind and starts playing with it, he might actually be able to project his makom shevisa because he has the din of a baba derech, and if someone told him, please change your mind, once he took a step out, so that to make an analogy to the case that we see here, the last two lines of the Gemara, if his wife learnt the Gemara, Erevin Nun Beis, so she might wait until he has his coat on and he takes a step on his journey. They wish each other a good Shabbos. And after he takes the first step, she can call out to him, I'd rather you don't go before night or whatever. And bishocha, stay overnight over here. And lamocha kodem va'ozil, in the morning, you'll be able to go. Yasher koach, fascinating possibility, still needs to be explored based on the various considerations that we are mentioning, does he have to say the words? Does it have to be that his house is in the other location? Etc. Cultivate.